find someone warm.
There you go. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Jennifer in Rockford, Bobby Sherman, Seattle, where it's going to be 100 degrees. They're going to get a heat wave over there in the west area. You know, my ex-wife lives in Medford, Oregon, and she posted, like, on her Facebook page. I'm still friends with her on Facebook, despite the fact that we're divorced. She posted on her Facebook page the week, 7 day out, the forecast, the 7 day forecast. At one point, 109, like it was like 106, 107, 108, 109, and I just in her comments, I just typed in move. That's just so she likes hot weather though. It was always an issue, Dan. You know this. It was like when we lived together. You know, we lived in a condo with central air, and I always had it set to like 60. And no, she would not have it. She always liked the warmer stuff because so you know that's you.
That's the problem we run into at my household. Yeah. Where
you're the warm one, and she likes it cold.
Correct.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, the problem is that she's warm all the time, so she needs it cold, and I'm cold all the time because it's not warm. But you know, life.
That's what you got to do, man. That's what you got to do. But all I typed, I just wrote move. That's the only answer. So Medford's not a funny name for a town. I'm trying to segue, Dan. You see what I'm doing there?
I mean, your segue game was so strong with Jim earlier that, yeah. I mean, really.
I mean,
you might have just used it. It might have been like the Cubs. Yeah. You just scored all the runs yesterday, and there's nothing left for now.
That's right. I was trying to segue, you know, I mean, I don't know if you know this or not, but I have a plaque outside this building in the sidewalk. I don't know if you know that. It's because of my segue abilities.
Right. And not transitioning segues, your ability to ride around on a segue. People don't know that about you. That one guy who still uses it,
right.
It's Nick.
Do you remember when they unveiled that, the segue?
Oh, like, and how it was going to change the world?
Oh, my God. It was the funniest thing ever. Esmeralda, do you remember that?
No.
Like, this new invention is going to change the way America lives and moves.
I mean, I remember, like, newspaper articles being like, will we ever walk again?
Yeah, exactly. Esmeralda, you don't remember this?
I don't.
There was all this pre-segue story. Like, it was just called, like, the invention or something before they even said what it was called. And it was going to be life-changing. It's the future. And then they unveil it, and it's a scooter. And I was like, what are you? What? All of the hype. And it went on for weeks, if I remember correctly, like weeks of people saying this is going to be the greatest invention, the life-changing invention of all time. And it was a damn segue.
I saw a dude recently on one of those kind of like Segway 2, which is the little one.
Yeah.
The thing you just put your feet on.
Right.
I think he was delivering packages.
Well, that changed his life. It changed all of our lives. Anyway, I have some funny town names. These are real town names for each of the 50 states. Alabama. You ready for the funny town name in Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm from in Alabama? I'm from Burnt Corn. Hey, speaking of corn, tomorrow, see what I'm doing, Dan?
It's coming back strong.
The Twin Garden Farms people are going to be here with the Me Rye Sweet Corn. It's Sweet Corn Day tomorrow. And right at this time, almost at this time, tomorrow, 24 hours, they will bring in the corn, and we will be very happy people. How about Unalaska, Alaska? It's a real name. What part of Alaska are you from? Unalaska. Yeah, you know where I'm from in Arizona, Esmeralda?
Where's that?
Why?
Is it spelled the same way?
W-H-Y. Why? Hey, where are you from? Why? Because I'm curious. Why? I'd like to know. Why? See, that's a Abbott and Costello routine in the making.
Mm-hmm.
I see. I understand you own a baseball team. No, I'm a vaudevillian. Kids in the hall. You missed a great episode at midnight last night, Esmeralda. Dave Foley. Kevin McDonald, Scott Thompson. Dave Foley won the internet, just for your information. All right, how about Possum Grape, Arkansas?
Grape, like the fruit?
Yeah, Possum Grape.
I really would like to know just what's the story behind it?
Well, let's see. The name is not as weird as it sounds. Possum grapes are actually a kind of grape native to southeastern United States. Another funny theory suggests that the townspeople couldn't agree on whether to call the town Possum or Grape. And it's been argued about for over 20 years. So there you go. Let's see. Here's Rita on WGN. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
That's good. Yeah, I have three names for you.
All right.
Two are in Pennsylvania, one's in Arizona. In Pennsylvania, it's Bird in the Hand. And the other one, and I'm not kidding, it's Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, somebody teased me about it after I had gotten married a million years ago, and I just blushed.
I believe there's an Intercourse in many states.
Really?
I do, yeah. I think there are many Intercourses in the country.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then the third place is in Arizona, and I'm not sure if it's Bullhead or Bullhead City, Arizona.
Bullhead.
Yes.
All right,
in fact,
great.
I worked with someone and pointed it out to her the one day and said, that's you.
Yeah. Pennsylvania, by the way, you mentioned?
Yes.
On this list, they have Asylum, Pennsylvania. Because maybe they're all crazy.
Yeah, or maybe that was the big business in the town.
Exactly. All right, Rita, thanks.
You're welcome.
Take care. And now here's, I don't even know how to pronounce this. California, ZZYZX.
Isn't that a band or an album?
Well, no, XXY is a song by Rush.
Oh, okay.
But ZZYZX. ZZX? It's in California. Okay. No Name, Colorado. I'm from No Name, Colorado. How about Connecticut? Happy Land. Happy Land, Connecticut. Now, that's cool.
I hope they have a carnival or some sort of theme park.
They have to have something. Happy Land. As soon as you cross the border, you just start going, ha, 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 ha. Maybe they have a clown as their mascot. By the way, clowns are making a comeback in the world of creepiness. Not that they've ever really left being creepy, but this year is big for clowns, man. You seen the trailer for Stephen King's It? Esmeralda, for the new version of It?
I watched part of it.
Oh, my God, it looks terrifying.
No. There's also a new American Horror Story.
That was the other thing I was going to mention, yeah. American Horror Story. It's called American Horror Story Cult, and it's a cult of crazy clowns. Like, my God.
Nah, cool.
Whatever happened to my main man there, what was his name? Up in Wisconsin, who would just stand out on the corner with a balloon in the middle of the night. He was my main man. I loved him. I was going to say Shakes the Clown, but that's not it. That's Bob Goldthwait. That's a Bob Goldthwait movie about the alcoholic clown. What was his name? Shug? No, that's the rapper.
You liked his page on Facebook.
Of course I did. I can't remember what it is, though. But he would just appear and just stand under, like, streetlights at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning just holding a balloon. Didn't bother anybody or anything. He was just there. I love that guy.
Gags.
Gags! That's it. Gags the Clown. I love Gags. Gags rules. You know, when that was happening on a regular basis, I was just endlessly amused by it. Just some dude in a weird clown costume, 10 o'clock at night, not saying anything to anybody, just standing there holding a balloon or a bunch of balloons. Just staring at people. That is fantastic.
Oh, wait, I think it was it's a movie.
They're making a movie out of it.
Oh. Okay.
But that was a real dude. That was like he would just go out. You know, and just appear, just standing there at like 11 o'clock at night under a street lamp.
No, it was it's marketing.
It was marketing?
Yeah.
Because it went on for a really long time.
It was marketing for that movie.
Okay. Well, it was great marketing. Yeah. All right. Easy come and easy go. Yeah. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. 312-981-7200. Jennifer in Rockford, loving her some Bobby Sherman. Easy come, easy go. Bobby Sherman, everybody. Hey, we're talking about goofy and funny town names in each state. How about Little Heaven, Delaware?
Oh.
That's nice. Here's a good one in Florida, Burnt Store.
That sounds very appropriate for Florida.
It says, according to local legend, the town gets its name from a trading house on Peace River that was burned down in 1849. At the time, manager George Payne had had meetings with the Seminole Indians, and he died in a Seminole attack shortly thereafter when the store was burned. God, that's depressing for the name of the city. Experiment, Georgia. That's pretty cool. Haiku, Hawaii. So, you can only speak in three lines while you're living there. I think that's...
A 353.
353,
what
yeah.
is it? 357?
Three line... Well...
575.
575.
Ah, there you go.
Good Grief, Idaho. That's where Charlie Brown is from there. Hold on a minute now. Wait. Hold it a second. How about for Illinois? Booty. Now, it's B-O-O-D-Y. It's not as funny. If it were booty, that would be funnier. Santa Claus, Indiana. You'll love that.
Where Jay Cutler's from.
Is Cutler from Santa Claus?
Yep.
Wow. All right. What Cheer, Iowa. You know, Cutler, it makes sense that he's from Santa Claus because he always ended the season before Christmas. Hold on a second, wait.
All right. See, I thought you were going to go with he gave defensive backs free gifts in the form of his interceptions.
All right. Here's Steve in Galesburg. Hi, Steve.
Hey, when I'm downstate, and I went to see a buddy of mine at WIU, which is Macomb, Illinois. In between Galesburg and Macomb, there's a town called Biggsville.
Biggsville.
Population of 1,600.
1,600, and it's the opposite of big. There's 1,600 people, yeah. So it's big. Yeah. It should be called Smallsville.
Well, no, then D.C. would have sued them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, thanks.
Right.
See ya. Here's RJ on WGN. Hi, RJ.
Hi. My girlfriend lives in Kansas, and I was down there, and she lives near a small town called Flush, Kansas.
Flush.
And she says they can't keep a sign up because everybody steals it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I mean, this is absolutely true. Street signs with weird street names that, you know, get taken all the time. All the time. So, yeah. Thanks, RJ.
Okay.
Speaking of Kansas, to go along with Flush, on this list, it's Kickapoo. Kickapoo, then Flush. Hold on a minute. Wait. Hippo, Kentucky. I'm from Hippo, Kentucky. How about Waterproof, Louisiana? Waterproof? You can't be waterproof and live in Louisiana. Baldhead, Maine. That's very, very funny, considering the word Maine follows bald head. It's spelled differently than a mane of hair, but I just think that that's pretty funny. Accident, Maryland. These are real. Sandwich, Massachusetts. Well, there's a sandwich, Illinois. Hell, Michigan. We've known about for a long time. Another great one, Embarrass, Minnesota. That's always been one of my favorites. I live in Embarrass. Are you ready for Mississippi, Esmeralda?
What is it?
Hot coffee. Dan couldn't live there.
Oh, boy.
Dan could not live in hot coffee.
No, thank you.
Here's Glenn on WGN. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. You know, Cutler should be from anti-Santa Claus because I heard he doesn't deliver.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Boy, Cutler taking it on the chin this morning. Wow.
There's a small burg of a town up in the UP I went through called George.
George?
George, yeah. Just, it's like one stop sign and a dog.
And the dog's name is George?
Yeah, it was just George.
Yeah.
Like just a couple houses.
That's it?
I'm sure there is an on Alaska, Wisconsin also. I'm sure there's many of them.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
That's right, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. They actually named a movie after that.
Oh, did they? I can't remember the original name, but they changed the name because of the show.
Right.
But,
right. All right, Glenn, thanks.
Hey, have a nice morning.
Take care. 773 area code. Isn't Johnny Putman from Frog Jump, Tennessee? Yes, she is indeed from Frog Jump. All right, I found my favorite. We're running out here. The two of my favorites here. Nebraska, Worms. Worms, Nebraska. But this is my favorite, Missouri. Frankenstein. I need to move to Frankenstein, Missouri.
You imagine the Halloweens there?
I bet they're great. 1890, Gilbert Gottfried Franken donated the land and the community built a church. So it's Franken, but they call it Frankenstein, even though the guy who donated was Franken. Zap, North Dakota, PP, Ohio, Slaughterville, Oklahoma, Boring, Oregon, Woonsocket, Rhode Island, Coward, South Carolina, Red Shirt, South Dakota, Sweet Lips, Tennessee. These are all real. Looneyville, Texas, Eggnog, Utah, Mosquitoville, Vermont, Dragonville, Virginia, Hump Tulips, Washington, Booger Hole, West Virginia. Oh, man. Booger Hole? I'm Alone, Wisconsin, and Chugwater, Wyoming. They're all real. Maybe some Nowhere, Arizona. The 312 area code says, Surprise, Arizona. Peter in Decatur says, I have a friend who lives in Chicken Bristle, Illinois. And so there you go. And then there's Toad Suck, Arkansas, from a listener. All right, all real places. There's an explanation for all these names. We didn't have time to go through them. Dan, did we post this on the, is it on the Facebook page?
I'll post it now.
Okay, we're going to post it on the Facebook page. You can read the entire article, which gives the explanations for why those towns were named thusly. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then Esmeralda will and I will battle in a nonstop violent version of the celebrity name game right after the news, which is next.